High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We've got the crosstown rivals getting tonight. The St. Cecilia gets ready to take on the Adams Central Patriots in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. John Kyle, head coach for St. Cecilia first. And, Coach, these games are always fun to play. It's Adams Central and St. Cecilia again today.
A lot of energy in the gym, a lot of juice in the gym, and should be a good crowd tonight. So it's always fun when you're playing the crosstown rivals, and should be a good game for us.
You guys win the Centennial Conference basketball tournament and come back with two impressive wins over Grand Island Central Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran. Looks like the girls are playing well.
They're playing pretty good. They're really up their intensity, and that's one thing that we've talked about through this stretch run after Christmas, is really trying to push our level a little bit higher, and they've done that. You know, defensively has been where it starts, and then offensively we're putting the ball in the hoop because of that. So that's one aspect that we really like as we're heading down the stretch.
Go on the road on Saturday, beat Lincoln Lutheran 61-38, got off to a great start there and didn't look back.
Right, and they were a dangerous team going into that. I thought they were really athletic, and they had some size and some good ball handlers and guards, and so to come away with a win like that was very impressive for our girls, and we squashed them early, so to speak, and never looked back. But they were a team that really hit the boards well and got a lot of offensive rebounds, and so that's one area we've talked about we need to work on throughout the season, throughout the rest of the season, and that's one area that we got to keep improving at.
Claire Hamburger comes up with 16 points, maybe one of her better games of the season.
Yeah, and she's being real aggressive recently. She had a stretch there where her confidence wasn't where it should be after the Northwest game, and she's gotten that back, and she's really being aggressive and looking to score. And when she's doing that, she's very good at it because she's a tough matchup. She's a guard that's about 5'9", 5'10", and she goes to basket well, and she can put the thing in the hoop.
It's kind of a big week for you as you get ready to begin your postseason, the sub-districts next week, Adams Central tonight, and then you always finish off with a traditional tough one in Sutton on Thursday.
Well, big weeks are something we've become accustomed to, and another one this week with Adams Central, being a lot of the girls know each other first-name basis, and then, like you said, Sutton is going to be a tough matchup on Thursday. They're playing some good basketball, and so it's always a big week for the Hawkeyes.
You got to feel confident at this point of the season, just the way your team's playing and the team's bolting together for your postseason run.
Yeah, and I think the girls are feeling that. You know, they feel that they can do a lot of good things out there, and their confidence is taking a step up. And getting Chanel Farmer back never hurts anything. And I think she's one of those pieces of the puzzle that makes everybody around her better. Just even if she's not scoring, she passes the ball well. She gets some steals. And I think she's really upped our level of play. And so, you know, we do feel pretty confident. We're a dangerous team. When we come to play, we're going to be tough to handle.
Just having Chanel out there, like I said, she hasn't scored a whole lot since she's returned, but she's doing the little things, and that can be a turning point in a lot of ball games coming up.
Yeah, and I think she's starting to get into shape a little bit more each game, each time out, and the practice times are really helping her. And, you know, her knowledge is also so great. She was doing a great job even when she was out, being another assistant coach on the bench, and so that she just brings a lot to our game. When we can put her out there, she's like a coach on the floor, and she's got a lot of ability too, so she's going to help us out.
Okay, what about Adams Central today?
Well, I think they're going to play hard. You know, they're going to really go out there and give it a good, intense effort, and that's one thing our girls have to match. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what they do in our mind. We have to be ready to go and bring our level of intensity to that same thing we've been doing the last few four or five games. And so, you know, they're going to be aggressive. They'll play some man-to-man and maybe mix in some zone. And so they'll mix it up, but I think we have to just go out there and play ball.
What do you preach that you guys need to get done to come out of here with a victory tonight?
Well, effort and attitude is where it begins, and recently that's been good for us. That Bishop Newman game a while back was the last time we just looked a little flat. And if we can keep from doing that, we're going to be tough to reckon with. But on the other side of the coin, you know, we have to do fundamentals soundly, and so that's one area that we always talk about is don't try to do too much. You know, stay within your fundamentals that we practice each day and go out there and just have fun.
Is there one area that this team needs to improve on before we get to tournament time? Is that possible that we can take a giant leap and improve on something before the sub-districts?
Well, I think I've said all year rebounding on the defensive end is one area that we could always get better at. And part of that is our size. We have some small guards out there. Josie and Alyssa aren't very tall. And so they have to really get and work for position and box out. And so, you know, that's they're going to be, you know, they're going to be offensive rebounds for the other team that you just can't control. We just try to need to limit those.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have more on tonight's pregame show right after this.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
And we're back on tonight's pregame show as we get you set for the girls' game here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. And, Coach, you've dropped your last three ball games in a row, but it's St. Cecilia week, and I know your girls are always excited to play this season.
Yeah, it is, and it's the last regular season week, and, you know, the seniors are, you know, really starting to feel the pressure as far as they know that this is the last regular season, and then you earn every game after that once you get into the sub-district time. So, you know, and it's always a great time as we get to this week. We have Saint, and then we have Ravenna, and they two great teams to help prepare you for getting into the sub-districts and being ready to go.
Yeah, two teams that are very good this year, so a nice preparation week, I guess, for you for the subs that start on next week.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, it'll be kind of the last check of anything else that we need to try and work on, and, you know, we went out our last time and probably played so far as one of our poorest games overall last time out against Wood River in our conference. You know, and the girls were really disappointed in how they played that night. We just couldn't hit any shots, and they shot really well, and one of those things where everything just kind of went wrong for us. But, you know, they came back, worked hard all week last week, and we talked a lot about getting ready for these games, and so we'll see tonight if they're ready.
You've had that kind of a long layoff here. When you lose in the conference tournament, that's what you kind of give up. So you've had maybe some time to work on a few things.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, one of the things is trying to work on our confidence, the confidence that our kids have and you know, being strong with the basketball and rebounding has been one of those concerns that we've had. And that'll be a big thing tonight. We'll have to keep them off the boards as much as we can and you know, try and control them as far as their ability to get out and run. So those are some of the things that we tried to focus on and try to get ready for this week.
As you look at St. Cecilia, what impresses you most about this team?
Well, just how athletic they are. You know, they have athletic post players that still can get down the floor. You know, Morgan Nicola is a great passer and shoots the ball really well and runs really well. You know, just how athletic they are. They have great size, but you know, and they're still very athletic. And then they are able to come off the bench with Chandra and Chanel, who, you know, are starters in most other programs, and you know, without the injuries and being a freshman, maybe are here too. But you know, that's a pretty tough combination to come off a bench with and be able to put more pressure on your guards. And so, overall, the thing is their athleticism, their ability to drive and pound the ball inside when they can, and then also shoot from the outside. Just great athletes.
I guess when you play St. Cecilia, first of all, you got to be concerned about just getting the ball off the floor against their backcourt defense. Your team will have to handle the backcourt defense pretty well tonight to stay in this thing.
Yeah, we will, and that's, you know, one of the things that we've worked on, one of the things that we've talked about, and they have some different looks that they can give you at times, but it's still the main thing is their athleticism, their ability to get in front and stay in front and make people work to get the ball up the floor. You know, so that'll be one of those areas that we have to try and really, really be strong, really be confident in our ability to get the ball up the floor and, you know, not let them force us into picking the ball up after one or two dribbles or, you know, pick the ball up with no place to go with it. And that's one of the things that we've talked about is not picking the ball up until you're ready to do something with it. But easier said than done when they're in your face, and they do a great job getting their hands in on the ball. And so they're pretty tough.
And if you're fortunate to get the ball into the offensive zone, so to speak, they set up in the half-court offense, they're pretty good defensively, too, in the half-court.
They are. Same situation. You know, they have strong post players that hang out inside and kind of take away the drive a little bit. And, you know, and that's where some of the other teams that have, you know, tried to take advantage of them, and you kind of give and take a little bit, sometimes coming in with four guards maybe and spread them out and see if they're going to come out and guard on the perimeter. But, you know, they can do that a little bit with Morgan at times. And so it's a tough defense to deal with when you get down to that end of the floor as well, and our kids are just going to have to understand that, you know, it's playing basketball. They'll have to make back cuts. They'll have to go strong to the basket and you know, really work on trying to get to the free throw line and making shots.
Is this a team that you want to get into a running game with? You feel you have a chance there if we get into the running game?
I think we've got to be pretty selective when we run, and you know, run when it's there, and ball control when it isn't, because even if you do run and you turn it over right in front of the basket, it's still a turnover. So I think, you know, we've got to be pretty selective with when we want to run. If we can break the press and get down and get a layup, then that's a great situation, or we have a long rebound and we can run. But otherwise, it's pretty tough. They get back really well, and you know, I think sometimes you can try and force it, and that kind of plays into their hands a little bit as far as being up-tempo.
All right, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. It is St. Cecilia and Adams Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Let us help you with that New Year's resolution for a new you this year. Come into Godfather's of Hastings and enjoy our 25-item salad bar filled daily with fresh-cut veggies. One trip for only $2.99 or all you can eat for $4.99. This salad bar offer good on dine-in orders only. Or try one of our thin crust veggie pizzas. Call ahead for carryout at 402-461-0386 or stop by Godfather's Pizza at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central. We've got a girls-boys basketball doubleheader planned for you this evening. The girls' game is up first. The Hawkettes come in ranked number 3 in the state of Nebraska in Class C2. Their record is sitting at 16 wins and 4 losses on the season, knocking off Lincoln Luther in their last time out on Saturday, 64-38. Meanwhile, Adams Central coming in with a mark of 7 wins and 12 losses on the season. They dropped their one the last time out to Wood River by the score of 48-34. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
1230 KHAS.
Again, welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for a hot evening of high school basketball, I think, here tonight between St. Cecilia and Adams Central. Again, the Patriots come in 7 wins, 12 losses on the season. This is a team that is averaging 43.7 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 48.7 on the defensive end. They have lost their last 3 ball games in a row. St. Cecilia tuning up for their postseason run as sub-districts will get underway next week across the state of Nebraska in classes C1, C2, D1 and D2. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Adams Central tonight, it'll be Brittany Wiseman getting a start, a 5'5" and sophomore. Wiseman is averaging 3.6 points, 1.8 rebounds per game. Jackie Fowler, a 5'4" freshman. Fowler is averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds per game. Kaylee Rader, a 5'6" senior. Rader is averaging 6.8 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Alexis Grimmett is a 5'9" junior, averaging 4.9 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. Charlie Bostock, the other starter, is a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 2.9 points, 5.2 rebounds per game. St. Cecilia goes with Josie Jackson, 5'4", and a senior, averaging 3.7 points per ball game. Also, Chanel Farmer getting a start tonight, 5'6" senior. Farmer is averaging 4 points per ball game. Alyssa Schropp is a 5'5" senior. Schropp is averaging 7.9 points per ball game. Erica Kitten, a 5'11" senior. Kitten is averaging about a point per ball game. And then you've got Olivia Thomas, a 6'1" senior. Thomas averaging 7 points per ball game. Your Sonic lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. It'll be St. Cecilia controlling the opening tip-off. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Hawkettes dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Adams Central going to be dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white here tonight. There's a long-range jumper from Chanel Farmer from the corner. Shot is up and in. So a three-pointer for Chanel Farmer gets the Hawkettes on the scoreboard. 3-0 is the score, 25 seconds into the ballgame. Farmer then steals the inbounds pass and scores in the lane. So she gets her first start of the season here tonight. Hits a three, steals the inbounds pass away, hits the short field goal in the lane, 5-0. And now the inbounds pass again is going to be lost out of bounds here by Adams Central. So two quick turnovers on the Patriots to get the ball game started here. There's Farmer with the ball now offensively for St. Cecilia out to Josie Jackson. Jackson moves it down in the corner to Alyssa Schropp. Back out to Jackson. Swings it right side down to Farmer. Entry pass to get it inside there to Erica Kitten. Back outside. Top of the key. Schropp has got it now off to Josie Jackson. Jackson moves over to Chanel Farmer. High post. Olivia Thomas to Chanel. Over here left side of the lane to Alyssa Schropp. Pass out on top is going to be over the head of Jackson, but it's picked up by Chanel Farmer. Jackson, top of the key, moves it over on the wing to Schropp. Takes it down to the baseline. Shot is up and in. 7-0 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here's the inbounds pass stolen away by Farmer, and she lays it in. It's 9-0 in favor of St. Cecilia, and Adams Central has got a shot attempt away yet. Here's Rader. Her bounce pass into the lane is going to be lost off of the fingertips. Down low, Bostock, it goes out of bounds. Three turnovers at Adams Central, and Tim Barker, he's got to call a timeout, 1:20 into the ballgame. Two steals off of the inbounds by Chanel Farmer. Farmer's got 7 points in the ballgame. 9-0 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead with 6:40 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Tim Barker said that was one thing that Adams Central would have to do, and that's handle the backcourt pressure of St. Cecilia. So far, the Patriots get an F on that. 9-0 is the score. Three turnovers on Adams Central, and the Hawkettes have an early lead. Here's a Josie Jackson from the left side. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Adams Central. Grimmett gets the rebound. Here come the Patriots back the other way. Jackie Fowler out here, dribbles behind her back. Now she's double-teamed out here. Goes on the wing to Kaylee Rader. Around to the top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. The ball tipped away by Farmer. Picked up by Rader. Shot from 10 is up there. No good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Jackson. Josie Jackson gets the ball away. Right sideline to Alyssa Schropp. Brings it back to the center of the floor. And now St. Cecilia will set up an offense here against the man-to-man defense of Adams Central as Thomas drops it down low. That's going to be Kitten back out of the wing. On the right side, it goes to Schropp. Top of the key, Chanel Farmer shot for three. It's going to be an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Kitten tried to save it, couldn't get there. Morgan Nicola into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Erica Kitten. Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Girls High School basketball. 9-0 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here's Brittany Wiseman to the free throw line to Raider. Down to Bostock in the baseline. A short jumper over Thomas is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Farmer. She has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Loses the ball out of bounds here. That's going to be Adams Central basketball. So Chanel Farmer came out of there with a basketball, trying to dribble it out of there, and lost it out of bounds. The first turnover on the Hawkeyes here in the ball game. Adams Central plays things in. 5:31 to play here in the first quarter. 9-0. Hawkeyes have the lead. Raider, her shot from 15 is up there, no good. Rebound to Nicola. Long pass down to four. Chanel Farmer tries to take it in off of her left shoulder, and it goes by her, and it's going to be picked up here by Raider. So the second turnover in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Raider with the ball now to Anna Queen, who's into the ball game. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes in to Nicola. Her outlet pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Anna Queen. Takes it down low, and a foul is going to be called. Going up for the shot was Carly Bostock. So St. Cecilia with a couple of turnovers there. They tried to take the ball down deep. Personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Claire Hamburger. That's going to be her first. Bostock to the free throw line for Adams Central. Shot is up there. Shot good. Bostock is a 42% foul shooter in the season for the Patriots. Adams Central is a team hitting 55% from the free throw line, 27% from three-point territory, 32% from the field. Second shot is up. There's no giving an offensive rebound here. Josie Bumgardner with the offensive rebound. Out to Fowler, inside to Bostock. Back outside to Bumgardner. Shot is up there from three. No good. Rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. Outlet pass to Claire Hamburger down the right sideline. 9-1 is the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. The Hawkeyes back to the offensive attack. Here's Morgan Nicola out here on the wing on the right side. Gives the ball away. Claire Hamburger drives it down on the baseline. Stops there. Comes out to Nicola. Entry pass inside to Thomas. Shot good. Olivia Thomas scoring for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkeyes have their first double-digit lead. 11-1 with 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter with the Chapman Gym tonight. High school basketball doubleheader on 1230 KHIS. Jackie Fowler with the ball out here in three-point territory. Anna Queen on deep wing left side, picked up by Hamburger. Anna Queen dribbles once, now reverses the ball, gets it here to Bostock out here. Now left wing again to Bumgardner. Bounce pass to the right wing, a shot for three from Raider, or rather by Fowler, is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Alyssa Schropp. Long pass down to four, Chanel Farmer. To Nicklin, she loses control of the ball out of bounds. Sandra Farmer coming to the ball game now for Chanel. Josie Jackson also coming to the ball game for Alyssa Schropp. 11-1 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top here in girls high school basketball action here tonight. It's going to be Bumgardner inbounding the ball here in backcourt. The inbounds pass is going to be tipped. The scramble is on. It is picked up by St. Cecilia. Sandra Farmer with a steal. There's Josie Jackson down to Morgan Nicola. Nicola takes the ball in the paint, loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. Any violation there? A turnover on St. Cecilia. Five turnovers on the Hawkeyes so far in the ball game. Four on Adams Central. But the Hawkeyes have an early 10-point lead. 11-1 is the score. Here's the inbounds pass. They're going to get it in here to Anna Queen. It's going to be hit on the play. Foul is going to be called here on Claire Hamburger. The St. Cecilia defense has forced 19 turnovers per ball game in the defensive end. They've got several so far here in the first quarter. Staked out to an early 11-1 lead over the Patriots. Adams Central has got the ball down the left sideline. Anna Queen has got it. Works against Hamburger. Drives the ball over to the basket. Shot is up there and in. Anna Queen takes it to the hole and scores there. For Adams Central, it's now an 11-3 ball game. At the other end is Hamburger. Her running layup is going to be up there no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Farmer. Her shot no good in the lane. And the rebound is brought down by Adams Central. Her outlet pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Nicola at the 10-second line. To Hamburger on the baseline. Her shot is up there. Rims off no good. Ball is poked to the corner. It's picked up by Nicola. Down to Jackson. Shot is up there good. Josie Jackson scores for St. Cecilia. 13-3 is the score now. The Hawkeyes have the lead here in the first quarter. Down the near sideline, Anna Queen has got the ball. Anna Queen gets it out to Jackie Fowler. Left wing to Bumgardner. Inside now to Queen. Her shot is up there and in. Anna Queen banks one in off of the window. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. It's 13-5. Here's Jackson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. With the board there is going to be Georgie Johnson, who gets it away to Queen, and Anna will bring things up here. Hamburger is right in her face defensively, right at the midcourt stripe here. 2:28 to play in the first quarter. 13-5 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top here in girls high school basketball. Kaylee Rader with the ball. Over here on the right wing. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Anna Queen. Fakes the three. Drives it around Hamburger. Takes it to the goal, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be whistled here on Erica Kitten. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number five, or actually team foul number three in the ball game here on St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer coming back in. Sandra Farmer is going to come back in as well. Adams Central also making some substitutions. Here's Rader. Her shot up there from 10. Good. Kaylee Rader scoring here. A field goal for Adams Central. That's her first goal of the ball game. 13-7 is the score now. Adams Central back to within 6 points. After the Hawkins scored the first 9 points in the ball game, Sandra Farmer down the right side of the lane has it tipped away, but it's picked up by Jackson. Jackson down to Strop. Comes across the top. Sandra Farmer has got the ball. Bounce pass inside. Thomas grabs it. Collision and a traveling violation. Thomas got the pass inside, and she's called for shuffling her feet in there. A turnover on St. Cecilia. So Adams Central will come back the other direction. Just underway, a minute and 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central has kept the lead now, down to 6 points at 13-7. There's a Paige Shestock with the basketball, takes it to the top of the key, now to Queen on the wing, her shot is up there and in. Anna Queen, brother Brittany Wiseman hitting the shot there for Adams Central, a three-pointer from the left wing, and it's now a 13-10 ball game. 13-10, Adams Central has battled right back here against the Hawkettes. No, Farmer moves it down in the corner to Sandra Farmer. She drives the baseline, puts up a shot, and scores it. Sandra Farmer averaging 9.6 points per ball game. She's actually the leading scorer on the team coming off of the bench. 15-10 is the score. Here's Wiseman, traveling violation. No, Farmer right on her face defensively, and Wiseman is whistled for the traveling violation. 6 turnovers on the Patriots now in the ball game. Sandra Farmer is going to check out. Here comes Morgan Nicola back into the ball game for the Hawkettes. 15-10, St. Cecilia out on top by 5. Here's Olivia Thomas over on the wing on the right side. Josie Jackson, entry pass. Pass is going to be high, brought down by Schroff. And then the ball is out of bounds. There you go, the ball to St. Cecilia. It was tipped out over there by Rader of Adams Central. So it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Nicola. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's fouling the play. Nicola just to the right of the basket got the inbounds pass. And she is fouling the play there by Emily Boniface of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Patriots here in the ballgame. Morgan Nicola to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. 60% foul shooter on the season. She's 12 out of 20. And shot is up there. It's good. Anna Queen comes back in. Coming out of the ballgame, Paige Shestock. St. Cecilia hitting 54% of their free throws so far this year. 43% from the field and 31% from three-point territory. Next shot by Nicola is up there and in, so she cans a couple of free throws. That gives St. Cecilia a 17-10 lead over the Patriots. Rader goes in the high post now to Bostock. Right at the elbow, right side, hands the ball away. That's Wiseman trying to penetrate, can't do it. Gives it away to Boniface. Reaching in, foul is going to be called here on Nicola. Boniface taking it down to the right side of the lane there. Nicola tried to poke it away and picked up the personal foul for her efforts. That's going to be her first team foul, number four on the Hawkettes here in the first quarter. Adams Central playing things in. Out of Wiseman on the baseline. Lobs it back out. Here in three-point territory to Anna Queen. Puts it on the floor and dribbles it on the right side of the lane here. Anna Queen gives it up now. The Wiseman takes it to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to the far sideline. Boniface grabs it. Boniface falls down but keeps the dribble alive. Emily bounce pass down on the baseline. Raiders shot it up there from 10 feet away. It's no good. Rebound Adams Central. Patriots have another chance here. Brittany Wiseman, her pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Strop. Long pass down the floor to Nicola. Her shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicola scoring her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. And the Hawkettes are out on top again by 9. It is 19-10. There's a shot from back court. It's going to be no good. That's the end of the first quarter of play. So St. Cecilia getting off to a great start here tonight. Scored the first 9 points of the ball game, and that's the margin here at the end of one quarter as the Hawkins scored 19 points
in the first quarter. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. Safe to say at 19, Adams Central 10.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia out to a 9-point lead after the opening quarter. 19-10 is the score. Adams Central with the opening possession here in quarter number two. Here's Fowler. Bounce pass comes across the top. That's Wiseman. Over there, that's Raider with the ball. Moves it down to Grimmett down on the baseline. Her short jumper is up there no good, but she was hacked in the arm. So a foul here will go on the Hawkettes. Morgan Nicola picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five already in the Hawkettes. The free throw line will be St. Cecilia's, or rather Adams Central's Alexis Grimmett. Her first shot is up there, still good. Grimmett is a 51% foul shooter this season. 26 out of 51 coming in here. Now she hits one out of two from the free throw line. The Adams Central deficit is now 8 points and 19-11. We're the second quarter of our girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. Here's Hamburger with the ball down on the baseline on the right side. A pass underneath the basket to Nicola. Lobs it right in front of the basket to Thomas. Shot good. Olivia Thomas now with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Nicola gets the assist, and the Hawkettes again have a 10-point lead. 21-11 here in the ball game. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Anna Queen has got it. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Tries to hand the ball away. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be taken away. Chandra Farmer back to the other end. Dry shoots and scores. St. Cecilia forces another turnover. That's seven turnovers now, and Adams Central. And again, Tip Marker wants to call a timeout. He burns his second timeout here in the first half. 7 minutes and 4 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter with a score. St. Cecilia 23, Adams Central 11.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
I took my Valentine.
He had 8 out of 13 shots, 62%. Adams Central, 4 out of 10 for 40%. Rebound, St. Cecilia had 9 in the first quarter. Adams Central had 5. Adams Central is 1 out of 5 on 3-pointers. St. Cecilia 1 out of 2. 23-11 is the score now as we are in the second quarter of play. Here's Annie Queen down on the baseline, and she's going to be called for stepping out of bounds or a traveling violation down there. She was trapped along the baseline to the right side of the basket. Nevertheless, a turnover on the Patriots. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half, 23-11. Hawkettes have the ball. Here's Olivia Thomas. Her passing can be deflected. Picked up by Bostock and then out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia. They were last to touch it down there on the baseline. Bostock got the block down there. It was picked up by Nicola, who's stepping on the inline. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. They're seventh of the ball game. And now here's a pass by Bostock that's going to be intercepted right back by the Hawkettes. 9 turnovers in Adams Central so far here in the first half. And now we got a foul called. As the Hawkettes were attempting to get something going here offensively. A foul is going to go on Kaylee Rader. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Patriots. 6:34 to play here in the first half. 23-11. St. Cecilia with the lead. Sandra Farmer has got the ball. Moves it out in the corner to Hamburger. Hamburger comes out on the deep wing on the right side to Alyssa Schropp. Out here in three-point territory now to Carly Wright. The Farmer dribbles inside, puts up a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. The ball is picked up on the bounce here by Brittany Wiseman running back the other way.
Now to Fowler. Moves it across the top to Anna Queen. Down in the corner to Raider. Back out here to Anna Queen. She dribbles with it out in three-point territory against Wright. Tries to hand the ball off to Fowler, and she picks it up off of the hardwood. Now to the free throw line. Georgie Johnson has got it. Bounce pass down low, too far out of bounds. Trying to send it down the low block right side. Grimmett was there, but the pass was wide of the target. Turnover on the Patriots. That's their 10th of the ball game. 23-11. St. Cecilia out on top. The Hawkettes looking for their 17th win of the season here tonight. St. Cecilia will play their final regular season game on Thursday night at Sutton before they enter the sub-districts next week. Adams Central's got a ball game on Thursday night against Ravenna on the road before their sub-districts get underway next week as well. 23-11. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. Hawkettes have the ball. Top of the key. Here's Alyssa Schropp. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Josie Jackson. Holds it. Now dribbles once. Comes out to Schropp. Just to the left of the key. Throws it back to the right side. That's Farmer dribbling. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Georgie Johnson. Johnson has got it for Adams Central. Gets the ball away to Brittany Wiseman. Down the near sideline. That's going to be Fowler with the ball. Fowler picked up there by Alyssa Schropp. Hands away to Raider out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the elbow. Now to Brittany Wiseman, right side of the lane. Wiseman, cross-court pass, goes over to Raider, grabs it, shoots it, and misses. No good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, good. Alexis Grimmett gets the offensive board in the putback. That's her first field goal. She's got 3 points in the ballgame, 23-13. Hawkins leading by 10. There's Chanel Farmer, Sandra Farmer, left wing, Alyssa Schropp. Dribble penetration, throws up a shot, no good, gets her own rebound. Being fought for, now we got a jump ball called there. Schropp throws up a wild shot in the lane. It did not draw iron, gets her own rebound, and she's tied up in the play. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will play things in. Josie Bumgardner will come in now for Adams Central, replacing Georgie Johnson. St. Cecilia plays things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Josie Jackson, moves it over here. Left side of the floor to Alyssa Schropp. Lob pass goes inside, and a foul is going to be called. Lob it down on the low block to Erica Kitten, and she's going to be fouling the play from behind. That's going to be team foul number four on the Patriots here in the first half of play. Foul is going to go on Grimmett. That's going to be her first. The Saints is saying plays it in. Nicola right inside the free throw line, tries to dump it down low, and the pass again wide of the target to Schropp. It goes out of bounds. And St. Cecilia gives her right back here to the Patriots. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the first half from the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Hawkins are out on top of the Patriots by 10, 23-13. Here's Jackie Fowler with the ball. St. Cecilia staying with the man-to-man defense. Fowler hands it away. Here's Bumgardner, moves it to the right side. A bounce pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Chanel Farmer. Claire Hamburger comes in. Olivia Thomas coming in. Coming out for St. Cecilia is going to be, looks like Kitten is going to come out. Chanel Farmer comes out. 4:17 to play in the first half. 23-13. Hawkins have the lead. Jackie Fowler with the ball out here in three-point territory. 200 pass goes to Georgie Johnson, who's back into the ball game, just on the left side of the key. Moves it down to Bostock on the baseline. Short jumper over Thomas. No good. Ball tapped around. And it's picked up here by Nicola. Nicola's got it for St. Cecilia to the right sideline. Here come the Hawkettes. That's going to be Alyssa Schropp down in the corner. A three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Hamburger. But a rebound here on the weak side by Olivia Thomas. Now to Jackson. Jackson back down to Thomas. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. The ball is deflected and it's intercepted here by Georgie Johnson for Adams Central. So the Patriots have the ball here with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. 23-13. The Hawkettes with a 10-point lead. Charlie Bostock, deep wing, left side. Long pass inside goes to Raider. Grabs it, shoots it, and scores it. Kaylee Raider now with 4 points in the ball game, and now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break at the Chapman Gym with a score. St. Cecilia 23, Adams Central 15.
I took my Valentine to Mountain Mud. You know that coffee shop at Burlington Express. Or head down south to Am Pride and buy your honey a latte called La Potion Number 9. Mountain Mud Espresso, your Valentine's headquarters. Gift cards, chocolate-covered espresso beans, and, of course, Love Potion Number 9.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Girls High School Basketball at 1230 KHAS. We got the boys game coming up next. 23-15 is the score. St. Cecilia is out on top. Hawkettes jumped out to an early 9-0 lead in this basketball game tonight. St. Cecilia leading by 9 at the end of the first quarter, 19-10. It's now an 8-point lead, 23-15, but the Hawkettes have the ball as they bring her back into the offensive zone. Alyssa Schropp has got the ball here for St. Cecilia. Looks like Adam Central is going to go to a little zone defense here. Morgan Nicola drops the ball down low to Thomas. Double teamed on the baseliner. Pass intercepted. Intercepted here by Georgie Johnson. Johnson gets it in the hands of Wiseman, who runs her back the other way against Jackson of St. Cecilia. On the wing on the right side to Boniface. Takes it down on the baseline. Shot from 10. No good. Rebound. Bostock. Shot no good. Rebound. Bostock. Follow shot good. Charlie Bostock with a couple of attempts there right in front of the basket. And Adam Central has got the lead down to 6 points now at 23-17. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. St. Cecilia now working against the zone pressure of Adam Central. Here's Jackson with the ball out here to a Claire Hamburger over in the wing on the right side. Holding it is Schropp. Comes back out to Hamburger. Out of Jackson, left side of the lane. You'll see Jackson dribbling to the ball. Out of Nicola. Drops the ball down low. The ball deflected away from Thomas. It goes out of bounds. Getting back there defensively and just getting her little pinky on the ball there was Georgie Johnson as she deflects the ball away. Here comes Chandra Farmer back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. 2:31 to play in the first half, 23-17. Hawkettes have the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer dribbling. Comes back out to Chandra Farmer. Top of the key. Drives up between a couple of defenders. Goes to Nicola. Her shot from the baseline from 10 is no good. Rebound Bostock. Carly Bostock, her pass is going to be intercepted by Farmer, and she lays it in. Farmer with another steal in backcourt and lays in the field goal. She's got 9 points in the ball game already for St. Cecilia. That's turnover number 11 on Adam Central here in the ball game. There's a Bumgarner with the ball, short jumper right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Hawkettes. Claire Hamburger with the board, runs it down the right sideline, gets the ball ahead of Chandra Farmer, drives the ball toward the goal. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound is lost out of bounds, his last touch there by Olivia Thomas of St. Cecilia. 25-17 is the score. St. Cecilia is out to an 8-point lead. A minute and 52 seconds to play here in this first half. Into the ball game is Carly Wright. Wright comes into the ball game. It's going to be Adam Central playing it in. It's going to be stolen here by Nicola. Gets the ball right in front of the hole, and it's shot up and in by Carly Wright. Another backcourt turnover here on Adams Central and a field goal there by Carly Wright of St. Cecilia. 27-17. A 10-point lead here. Here's Adams Central back with the basketball down in the right corner. His shot is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Bumgarner. Rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. Long pass ahead to get it to Sandra Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Farmer, the Farmer, end result, field goal. 6 points in the ball game for Sandra Farmer. 29-17. Hawkettes now leading by 12. Here's Queen in the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked. That's going to be recovered here by Nicola on the baseline, but she's out of bounds. 29-17, St. Cecilia with the lead here. In girls high school basketball action. St. Cecilia coming in 16-4 on the season. Adams Central is 7-12. Adams Central inbound the basketball as they get it. The Raider. Raider down to Queen. Her long-range jumper for three is going to be no good. Rebound Bostock. Bostock has it stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. Bostock got the offensive rebound, but a personal foul is going to be called inside on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Carly Wright. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number six on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. Adams Central plays things in. There's a shot taken by Grimmett. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of there. It's loose. Now it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touch there by the Patriots. 1 minute to play here in the second quarter. 29-17 is the score. The Hawkettes out on top. Chandra Farmer goes in the high post to Nicola. Over to Carly Wright on the wing on the right side. Her pass can be deflected out of bounds. Over there defensively for Adams Central is Anna Queen. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. That's Carly Wright. Now to Chandra Farmer. Two-handed pass comes to Chanel Farmer. On the wing, left side, down to Nicola. Bounce pass down low to Wright. Shot is up there and in. Carly Wright hits her second field goal here in the past couple of minutes. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 31-17. Back at the other end. Her shot is up and in. Alexis Grimmett outraises the Hawkhead defense and gets the early field goal. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. We're making 5 points, and she's entered a free throw, 31-19. There's a Chandra Farmer with the ball, brings it out in 3 point territory. Bounce pass inside, deflected away from Chanel. And the ball is going to be picked up here by Adams Central. Turnover number 10 on the Hawkettes. 14 seconds to go as Adams Central brings the ball into the offensive zone. Fowler has got it out here. Fowler goes over to Raider. Her shot's going to be up there. Deflected, but it's picked up on the baseline. His shot is up there. No good by Grimmett. Rebound comes down to Erica Kitten. Outlet pass goes to Carly Wright, and that's the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here tonight in girls high school basketball. The Hawkettes jumped out to an early 9-0 lead here in this one. And St. Cecilia's got a 12-point lead at halftime. It's St. Cecilia 31, Adams Central 19. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Let us help you with that New Year's resolution for a new you this year. Come into Godfather's of Hastings and enjoy our 25-item salad bar filled daily with fresh-cut veggies. One trip for only $2.99 or all you can eat for $4.99. This salad bar offer good on dine-in orders only. Or try one of our thin crust veggie pizzas. Call ahead for carryout at 402-461-0386 or stop by Godfather's Pizza at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or... What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gym, we're at halftime. Girls High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Adams Central. The score is 31-19. St. Cecilia got off to a great start, and Chanel Farmer was the main reason why for the Hawkettes tonight. She hit a three-pointer, had a couple of steals, a couple of field goals in her first minute and 20 seconds of the ballgame. And by the time Adams Central got settled into the contest, St. Cecilia jumped out to a 9-0 lead, with Tim Marker calling a timeout with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia got on top by double digits for the first time at 11-1 with 4:27 to play. The Hawkins led by 9 at the end of the first quarter at 19-10. Again, they expanded the lead to 10 points at 21-11. They led by 12 at 23-11 and led by only 6 points at one time, 23-17, as the Patriots mounted a little bit of a comeback, but then the Hawkettes responded with an 8-0 run to go back on top 31-17, and it's now 31-19 in favor of the Hawkettes here at halftime. Chanel Farmer is leading the way for St. Cecilia so far. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Adams Central being led by Alexis Grimmett. She has got 5 points. So again, St. Cecilia out on top of Adams Central tonight at the break to score. The Hawkettes 31, Adams Central 19. Back in a minute.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Got here at halftime, girls high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Adams Central. Score is 31-19. The boys game is coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Checking the scoring in the first half, Chanel Farmer is leading the way. Farmer hit a three-pointer to get the Hawkeyes started here tonight. Had a couple of steals, a couple of two-point field goals. And then she hit another two-point field goal late in the first half. So Chanel Farmer has got 9 points in the ball game here for St. Cecilia. Sandra Farmer, she's got 6 points. She's got three field goals for her 6 points. Carly Wright has got a couple of field goals and four. Morgan Nicola has got a field goal. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 4 points. Olivia Thomas has knocked down a couple of field goals and 4 points. Alyssa Schropp has got a field goal for 2. And Josie Jackson has got a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia's had just 2 free throws in the first 16 minutes of play, and they've converted on both of those. So St. Cecilia 2 out of 2 for the free throw line. Adams Central is 2 out of 4 from the line here in the first half. They're being led by Alexis Grimmett so far. She's got 5 points in the ball game. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the line. Kaylee Rader has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Anna Queen has got 2 field goals and 4 points. Brittany Wiseman has knocked down a tray for 3. And Carly Bostock has got a field goal. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line and 3 points. Again, the score here at halftime, it's St. Cecilia out on top of Adams Central by the score of 31-19. We'll check the shooting numbers in the first half right after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym at halftime. Girls high school basketball, 31-19. The Hawkeyes have the lead over the Patriots tonight. St. Cecilia connected on 14 out of 23 field goals in the first half for 61%. Adams Central just 8 out of 22 for 36%. On three-pointers tonight, St. Cecilia 1 out of 3 in the first half for 33%. Adams Central is 1 out of 5 for 20%. From the free throw line, St. Cecilia was 2 out of 2. Adams Central is 2 out of 4 for 50%. The turnover, St. Cecilia has got more than usual. They've got 10 here at halftime. Adams Central has turned the ball over 14 times. St. Cecilia's got 7 steals in the ballgame. Adams Central has got 5. The Hawkeyes have 1 block shot. Adams Central with no block shots here in the first half of play. So it's 31-19. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Upcoming games here on a network of stations at Platte River Radio. Tomorrow night we'll have Hastings College basketball, Nebraska Wesleyan in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. 5:45 will be the airtime tomorrow. Women's game will be at 6 with the guys to follow at 8 o'clock. Thursday night we'll have Nebraska women's basketball here on KHIS as the Huskers will play at Northwestern. 6:45 for the pregame show. We'll also have high school basketball on Thursday night. We'll be with the Hawkeyes of St. Cecilia, ranked number 3 in Class C2, as they will be on the road for their final regular season game as they will play at Sutton on Thursday. We'll have the game on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15. Then on Friday night, we'll be with the Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball team. They will take on Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday night, right back here at the Chapman Gym. That'll be a 6 o'clock start, a little different starting time than usual for the boys. That'll be a 6 o'clock start on the Friday night. 5:45 will be the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS.
Again, here at halftime, St. Cecilia's got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school basketball. The score is 31-19. We'll have the second half right after this.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Other action going on in the city tonight. Crete is in town as they get ready to take on the Hastings High Tigers. That will be in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader up at the Tiger Gym. 31-19 is the score. Adams Central has got the ball in the opening possession, but the ball is going to be deflected away. It's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. So the Patriots turn the ball over on their opening possession of the second half. They got 15 for the ball game. 31-19, Hawkins have the lead. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Olivia Thomas, her pass in the lane is going to be deflected. It's going to be intercepted. So each team with a turnover to start the second half of play. Here's Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman out here in three-point territory. Picks up the dribble. Chanel Farmer right in her face. There's a bounce pass to Rader on the far side. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Gets it under control. Gets it out here to Wiseman. Out of Bostock. Bostock on the wing and the left side picked up there by Olivia Thomas. Bostock dribbling the ball to the free throw line. Farmer goes for the swipe, knocks the ball away, and it is picked up here by St. Cecilia's Erica Kitten. Kitten gets the ball to the offensive zone. Out of Josie Jackson. Over to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Out here in three-point territory to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp dribbling with the ball. Goes over to Chanel Farmer on the deep wing, left side. Chanel with the ball high above her head. Throws it down in the baseline. That's Schropp dribbling toward the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. Thomas crashes the boards, can't get to it. Schropp comes out of there with the ball. Out to Jackson for three. Shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound loose, picked up here by Adams Central. Grimmett has got the ball now for the Patriots. Gets it away to Fowler. Fowler brings things up against Schropp. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now the Patriots are back in their offensive zone. Fowler dribbling behind a screen. Launches up a 15-footer blocked down from behind there by Schropp. Ball is picked up by Olivia Thomas of St. Cecilia. Gets it down to Schropp into the forecourt. Alyssa Schropp moves over in the wing on the right side to Josie Jackson. High post, Kitten. Outside to Chanel Farmer on the wing, left side. Alyssa Schropp has got it. Schropp holding the ball. Now dribbles once, comes out to Chanel. Out here 25 feet away from the basket. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Nice pass to Schropp, but she lays it in. Alyssa Schropp scores on the short baseline left side. She gets the field goal. She's now got four. Chanel Farmer gets the assist. 33-19. St. Cecilia now with a 14-point lead early in this second half of play with 5:48 to play. There's a shot taken by Rader that's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. As last touch there by Adam Central, so St. Cecilia will play things in. Hamburger comes back in. Chandra Farmer comes back in. And Morgan Nicholas is going to come in now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Coming in for Adam Central is going to be Boniface and also Queen. 5:40 to play in the third quarter. 33-19, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Alyssa Schropp with the ball to Farmer. Her entry pass can be deflected. It's picked up by Farmer out here in three-point territory. Wings it to the far sideline to Hamburger. That is Chandra Farmer. High post to Nikola. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Has it knocked loose. Picked up. Schropp has got it. Drives the ball to the hole. Shot no good. Ball being lost out of bounds there. It's going to be, let's see, last touch by the Patriots. So it'll be St. Cecilia playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Larry Hamburger will play things in for the Hawkettes. They come deep in the corner to the right side is Chandra Farmer. Now to Chanel. Chanel brings it out on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Nikola. Nice pass inside, and the shot is up and in. That's Alyssa Schropp. Nikola gets the assist. Alyssa Schropp gets her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and it's now a 35-19 ball game in favor of the Hawkettes here tonight. Anna Queen with the ball. Bounce pass down low. The ball tipped away again. Schropp has got it for St. Cecilia on the turnover. Nice save as they get it to Chanel Farmer. To Nikla into the forward court. Now to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger flips it away to Morgan Nikla. There's a pass down the baseline to Schropp. Comes out to Chanel. Comes across the top now to Chandra. Inside. They get it into Nikla. And a whistle is going to stop play. A foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Adams Central. That's going to go on Alexis Grimmett. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in the second half of play. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Tim Barker calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break. Saints to stay at 35. Adams Central 19.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughn when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 35-19. Hawkins are enjoying a comfortable lead here. St. Cecilia scored the first 9 points of the ball game, got out to a 19-10 lead after one quarter. Hawkins expanding that to 31-19 at halftime. Adams Central still has not scored here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia will play things in right underneath the basket. A shot by Nikla is good, and she's fouling the play, and she goes tumbling down the right side of the lane. Morgan Nikla will get the field goal. That should count, and she is fouling the play here. Josie Bumgardner picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Nikla got the field goal to go down. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Nikla, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She'll have her third shot right here. It's up there. Good. So a 3-point play by Morgan Nikla. That is now a 38-19 ball game. As St. Cecilia has scored the first 7 points so far here in this third quarter of play. Anna Quinn with the ball for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Georgie Johnson. Deep wing, right side. Picked up there by Claire Hamburger of St. Cecilia. As the Hawkins are in a man-to-man defense. Bumgardner has got it now to Boniface. Out on top to Raider for three. Shot good. Kaylee Raider knocks down a 3-ball there from the top of the key. She's got 7 points in the ball game. That's 38-22. Hawkins leading by 16 now. There's a pass going to be deflected away from Chandra Farmer. Picked up in the lane by Schropp. Her shot is up there and in. Alyssa Schropp picks up the trash in the lane as the ball is jarred loose from Chandra Farmer. Schropp just happens to be there and lays it in. Now we got a 5-second violation here in backcourt. The Patriots unable to inbound the ball there in the allotted 5 seconds. So a turnover on the Patriots. That's their 18th of the ball game. St. Cecilia will play things in. They've got an 18-point lead now, 40-22. The pass comes in, deflected away from Nikla, picked up by Schropp. Out to Farmer, drives the right side of the lane. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted in the lane there by Anna Queen. She runs her back the other way. The ball tipped loose. It's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. Schropp has got it back outside to Hamburger. Now to Jackson. Over on the wing on the left side, that's Alyssa Schropp. Back out to Josie Jackson. Right side to Farmer. Bounce pass to Nikla. Now to Farmer. Has it knocked out of her hands. She loses the ball out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on the Hawkins. Sandra Farmer trying to take the ball to the goal. Loses the ball out of bounds. Olivia Thomas coming back into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. They're going to give the ball to the Hawkins. So it was knocked out of Sandra Farmer's hands. And now we got a foul called out here in 3-point territory. That's going to go on Boniface. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots here in this third quarter of play. 40-22. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawkins will inbound the ball. Chandra Farmer takes it to the top of the key. Bounce pass over here to Carly Wright, who's back into the ball game. Wright on the wing. Moves it down in the corner to Jackson. Fakes the 3. Traveling violation. Well, ball fake there for a potential 3-pointer from the deep right corner. Moves to her right. She's whistled for the traveling violation. 40-22. The Hawkins have the lead. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Anna Queen as she will bring things up. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone as she works against Carly Wright. Anna Queen, bounce pass, goes down to Josie Bumgardner, brings it up high on the block, now out here in the 3-point territory. At the top of the key, it is Bumgardner with the ball. Her pass to the wing on the left side goes to Boniface. Takes it down on the low block left side, dribbles into the paint.
can't put up a shot. Bounce pass right side to Bumgardner. Bumgardner out of the wing to Joe G. Johnson. Johnson, here's a pass down the lane. Boniface has problems with a dribble and is picked up here by Shestock. Shestock down to Georgie Johnson, top of the circle, off to Josie Bumgardner. 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Anna Queen has got it now. Dribble penetration into the lane. It's going to be tipped away and it's picked up here by Carly Wright. Long pass ahead. They get it to Chandra Farmer. Farmer trying to dribble with it. Can't do it. Down to Josie Jackson. Comes across the top to Wright. Fakes the three. Takes it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Gives it to a Chandra Farmer now to the elbow. Now to Carly Wright to the free throw line. The ball tipped away. Scramble is on. It's picked up by Wright. Down to the baseline. And shot is up and in by Thomas. And his shot is up and in. Olivia Thomas now with 6 points in the ball game, and now John wants to call a timeout. Timeout, St. Cecilia, as the Hawkins have built a 20-point lead here in the second half. We got 2:02 to play, third quarter. St. Cecilia 42, Adams Central 22.
I took my Valentine to Mountain Mud. You know that coffee shop at Burlington Express. Or head down south to Am Pride and buy your honey a latte called La Potion Number 9. Mountain Mud Espresso, your Valentine's headquarters. Gift cards, chocolate-covered espresso beans, and, of course, Love Potion Number 9.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Girls High School basketball. Got the boys game, which ought to be a dandy, coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Yeah, we're going to have a full house for that, baby, as fans continue to file in here at the Chapman Gym. 42-22. St. Cecilia out on top in girls high school basketball. Hawkins applying pressure here in backcourt. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's picked up there by St. Cecilia. Driving is going to be Farmer. Her shot's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. Carly Wright got the deflection here in the backcourt. As she flips the ball away to Chandra Farmer, who cannot convert on the driving layup. Now we got a foul call, and the rebound's going to go on Carly Wright. So Wright picks up her second. Adams Central inbound the ball again here in backcourt. I've got Adams Central with 21 turnovers so far in the ball game. St. Cecilia with 13. Patriots will inbound the ball. On the right sideline is going to be Rader with it now. Rader gets it to Fowler into the offensive zone to Paige Shestock. Now she's double-teamed out here near the 10-second line. Shestock gives it away. That's Fowler. Two-handed pass to the wing. The Wiseman shot is up there for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound on the weak side. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. End of the ball game now for Adams Central will be Alexis Grimmett. Coming out is going to be Paige Shestock. A minute and 32 seconds to play here in quarter number three. 42-22. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 20-point lead here in this one. There's Alicia Schropp, right-handed dribble, waist high. She brings it into the offensive zone for the Hawkeyes. Bounce pass to Jackson down in the corner. That's Nicola with the ball. Nicola trying to drive it, can't do it. Throws it out to Chanel Farmer. Nicola, free throw line extended right side. Two-handed pass again between the circles. They get it out there to Schropp down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. They lob it to the right wing now. It's going to be Nicola with the ball. Now to Alyssa Schropp. Has it tipped away. Comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. No, he saved it. Now she is out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. Down there fighting for the ball was Fowler of Adams Central. But it goes out of bounds. Last touch there by the Hawkeyes. Turnover number 14 on St. Cecilia. 61 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter. 42-22. Hawkeyes with a 20-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Here's a Brittany Wiseman. She has problems with a dribble. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. Kitten has got it. Shot is up and in. Erica Kitten scoring there for St. Cecilia. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It is 44-22 as the Hawkeyes have now doubled the score on the Patriots. Adams Central has scored just 3 points here in the third quarter. Farmer tries to poke the ball away again, but it's picked up here by Rader down in the corner. Shot no good. Long rebound comes from the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Anna Queen back into the ball game now. Wiseman will check out. 29 seconds to play. St. Cecilia is on a 13-2 run here in this third quarter after grabbing a 31-19 lead at halftime. Alyssa Schropp to Chanel Farmer down in the corner to Josie Jackson. Dribbles once. There's Schropp with the ball to Nicola. Down in the corner, Chanel has got it. Chanel Farmer brings it back out of the wing on the left side. That's Alyssa Schropp. Comes back outside the circle to Josie Jackson.
to Nikla. Cross-court pass goes to Chanel down on the baseline. There's a pass inside to Kitten. Kicks it back out to Nikla. Her shot from 15 is no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Adams Central able to muster only 3 points out of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books in girls high school basketball. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 44, Adams Central 22.
Scott, what does ASAP stand for?
ASAP stands for the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. We try to prevent youth and other citizens from using illegal drugs and abusing alcohol. Maddie, you're a local high school student. How do you feel ASAP could benefit our schools and communities?
Well, Scott, I think ASAP has a really important goal. Substance and alcohol abuse is definitely a problem in our community and in our schools. Substance abuse not only affects the users, but the families and friends of the users. To prevent substance abuse, we need everyone's help. Scott, what can people do to get involved?
Coming to coalition meetings, being good role models, and financially supporting ASAP. When all these elements work together, we become more effective in our community. That means we need everyone's help. And so, Maddie, how do you think people can help the cause?
First, people must get involved by donating their time and money to support ASAP.
Much of our grant funding has been cut, so people can definitely make a difference by donating their time and money to ASAP.
Do it for your community.
For more information on how you can become involved, please contact ASAP at 402-463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more and visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. St. Cecilia offensively, now they throw the ball away. They had it right underneath the basket there. Morgan Nikola had it, trying to come over here on the wing on the right side and threw it right by Josie Jackson out of bounds. So a turnover in the Hawkins. That's number 15 in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Adams Central has got the ball here. After being outscored 13-2 in the third quarter, we've got a whistle again. And we got a double dribble violation at Adams Central as Raider brings the ball into the offensive zone. That is 23 turnovers on Adams Central so far in the basketball game. Alyssa Schropp has got it down for St. Cecilia to Jackson. Down in the corner, Olivia Thomas to Nikola. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Anna Queen. Nikola trying to get the ball to Chanel Farmer on the left side of the basket. Has it tipped out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. 7:32 to play here in the ball game. 44-22. St. Cecilia with the lead. Chanel Farmer for three. Count it. Chanel Farmer hits a three ball there. She's got 12 points in the ball game. 47-22 now. St. Cecilia's got the lead here in the fourth quarter. Ball tipped away again, but it's going to be picked up here on the near sideline by Jackie Fowler. Dribble penetration. Her shot's going to be blocked down from behind. It's picked up by Thomas. Thomas has got it for St. Cecilia. Back the other way comes Josie Jackson on the fly. Jackson goes inside to Nikola. Her shot's up there and in. Morgan Nikola now with 9 points in the ball game, and the Hawkeyes lead by a score of 49-22. Again, Adams Central has scored only 3 points so far here in the second half of play. They trailed at halftime 31-19. There's Alexis Grimmett just to the left of the lane. Grimmett comes the other way. Raider for three. Shot is up there. She buries it. Raider hits a three-pointer there. In fact, she's done all the scoring so far for Adams Central here in the second half on a couple of three-pointers. 49-25 is the score now. The Hawkeyes out on top. Here's Nikola with the ball. Throws it to the far side. Chanel Farmer for three. That one is short. No good. Rebound Thomas. Foul shot. No good. Rebound comes out of Georgie Johnson. Outlet pass goes to Anna Queen. Long pass ahead to Raider, and she's fouling the play. Yeah, the Adams Central offense in the second half has consisted of 2 3-point field goals from Raider. Now a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Josie Jackson. That's going to be her first. Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side. Underneath her own basket with 6:09 remaining there in the ball game. Anna Queen will look to play it in, and she has it knocked off with the fingertips of Carly Bostock out of bounds. So Queen trying to inbound the ball. Bostock had it. Lost it out of bounds. And that gives it right back here to the Hawkeyes. St. Cecilia plays at ninth-ranked Sutton coming up on Thursday night. 7:30 game time over in Sutton. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS beginning at 7:15 Thursday night. There's a Chandra Farmer with the ball out of Claire Hamburger. Lobs it inside. It's going to be right on by Josie Prevett, who's into the ball game now. There's a turnover. There's Anna Queen at the other end. Her shot is up and in. Hannah Queen scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game, 49-27. There's Claire Hamburger. Gets it inside. It's going to be knocked loose from Farmer. It's picked up here by Adams Central at the other end. Anna Queen shoots and drives, scores it. Anna Queen gets the field goal. So a couple of baskets there for the Patriots. That makes it a 20-point ball game again at 49-29. There's a shot by Farmer. No good. Rebounded there by Bostock. Gets the ball away. Up the floor comes Fowler. There's a pass to the right side of the lane to Georgie Johnson. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer down the left sideline. Farmer changes gears, drives it inside, and now can't do anything with it. Comes here on the left side of the lane to Prevett. She throws it back out to Chandra Farmer in three-point territory. The Hamburger down to Prevett, down in the baseline right side to Thomas. Wide open is Chandra Farmer. Shot for three, no good. Long rebound, and we have a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Claire Hamburger. I think to say that's going to be your third foul. Here comes Erica Kitten in. Here comes Kylie Wright in. Josie Bumgarner is going to check in now for Adams Central. Also coming in will be Emily Boniface. 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play in girls' high school basketball action tonight. The Hawkettes cruising to a victory here tonight. They've got a 20-point lead, 49-29. Brittany Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman, her pass is going to be deflected by Wright. It comes out here. And now we're going to have an over and back violation. I think the ball was tipped into the backcourt. So that maybe that shouldn't have been an over or back. It was a tip there by St. Cecilia. But they give the ball to the Hawkettes. That happened right in front of us here at the midcourt stripe. 49-29. The Hawkettes get a break here. There's a Carly Wright with the ball. Comes out to a Chandra Farmer. Now to Claire Hamburger. Down on the baseline on the right side to Maddie Schwinka, who's into the ball game now. Rather, that's Prevent. There's a long pass inside to Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger hits her first field goal in the lane. She's now got 2 points in the ball game. It's 51-29. Hawkettes have the lead, approaching the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. There's Emily Boniface with the ball for Adams Central. Over to a Brittany Wiseman over in the wing, in the deep wing. On the right side, entry pass is going to be tipped away from Bostock out of bounds. End of the ball game now, Paige Seastock for Adams Central. Coming out is going to be Kaylee Rader. 4 minutes to play. Here in the basketball game, the Hawkettes in control. They led at halftime 31-19. It's now 51-19 in favor of the Hawkettes. Now we got a jump ball called down here at the baseline. Arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots, so we will stay right here. Adams Central inbound, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Emily Boniface looking to play things in. Looking, finally gets it in. As she stocked with the ball, dribbles inside, puts up a shot. She ducks from behind and a foul is called. And Seastock will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central. The foul here is going to go on Josie Prevett. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number four on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central will be Seastock. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Seastock is 70% foul shooter coming into the basketball game tonight. She was 12 out of 17 from the line. She'll have another shot here. It's up there, and the shot is good. So she hits one out of two. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 21 points at 51-30. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Wiseman. Turnover number 18 on St. Cecilia. Wiseman gets the ball to Boniface, and the Patriots have the ball back here in their offensive zone. Brittany Wiseman out here in three-point territory. Gets away from Chandra Farmer. Now a bounce pass to the right block. It's shot by Seastock. No good. Offensive rebound. Bostock as he lays it in. Kylie Bostock got the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. 51-32. Here's Wright at the other end. Her shot is up and in. Carly Wright scores on a short block right side. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 53-32 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Driving the ball down the lane is going to be Boniface. And she's going to be fouling the block. Chandra Farmer picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Three minutes and 11 seconds to play. It is 53-32. St. Cecilia has got the lead. There's the Patriots with the ball as Bostock has got it on the wing on the right side. It's going to be tipped away into the backcourt, and it's going to be picked up here by Kitten. She drives, shoots, and misses the shot, but she's fouling the play. Erica Kitten taking the ball to the hole there for St. Cecilia. She is fouling the play here by Carly Bostock. That's going to be her first foul. That's team foul number four on the Patriots going to the free throw line. It's going to be Kitten. She's got 2 points in the ball game thus far and a field goal, and her shot is up there and in. Kitten was just 25% from the free throw line coming in here. Courtney Wiseman comes into the ball game now for Adams Central. Going out will be Carly Bostock. 54-32. The Hawkettes with a lead. Here comes the next free throw. It's going to be up there, no good, by Kitten. And the rebound comes down here to Adams Central, Josie Bumgarner. Bumgarner gets it away now to Brittany Wiseman. She dribbles the ball into the offensive zone on the right sideline. Now cuts it back to the center of the floor. Comes to Bumgarner. Shot is up there and in. Josie Bumgarner just inside the three-point ring. Left side of the lane scores. The Hawkettes lead by 20 points at 54-34 with 2.5 to play. Sandra Farmer left side now as they get it over there to Carly Ryder. Entry pass is going to be deflected away, but a foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on the Patriots. Foul is going to go on Brittany Wiseman. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on EC here in the second half of play. There comes Maddie Schwenke into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. That will calm the crowd on the far sideline who is calling for entry into the ball game. They get the ball right in front of the basket. The shot is going to be taken there by Melody O'Callaghan. It's going to be no good, and the foul is going to be called on the rebound. And now both coaches have gone to the bench here in this fourth quarter with 2:31 to play. Going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia is going to be Little Sheehy, a 5'7" freshman, and her shot is up there and in. So Little Sheehy hits a free throw here. That gives St. Cecilia a 21-point lead at 55-34. We got the boys' game coming up next. Second free throw is up there, no good. Rebound O'Callaghan. She has it stripped away, and it is picked up here by Bumgarner. Bumgarner gets the ball to Boniface. Gets the ball ahead. It's going to be deflected away. It's picked up, and now we got a jump ball called in the lane. Sheehy was tied up there by Emily Boniface. The alternating jump will go to the Hawkettes, and St. Cecilia plays things in here on the near sideline. Coming up in between games, we'll chat with the head coaches of the boys' teams here tonight. Kevin Asher for St. Cecilia, Zach Foster for the Adams Central Patriots, as they get set to battle it out tonight. 55-34 is the score. The Hawkettes have the lead. There's Will Sheehy with the ball, sends it down low to Ryder. Shot is up there and in. Charlie Wright banks one home off of the glass. 57-34. St. Cecilia cruising to their 17th victory of the season here tonight. The Patriots going to drop their fourth in a row here tonight as they get set to take on another good opponent on Thursday night as they will be on the road at Ravenna. Here's a Bumgarner with the ball on the wing. Comes out here between the circles now to Shestock. The Bumgarner, entry pass to get it inside to Wiseman, has it deflected away, and it is picked up here by Wright. Carly Wright at the other end, nice bounce pass. Left side of the lane, there's a shot taken, no good by Prevett. Rebound is loose in the lane, the scramble is on, jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow is going to be pointing in favor of the Patriots. Adams Central will play things in. 1:28 to play here in the fourth quarter, 57-34. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawkettes jumped out to a 9-0 lead in the ball game tonight and have really not been threatened in this contest by the Adams Central Patriots tonight. Josie Bumgarner with the ball out between the circles to Boniface. Out of Bumgarner on the wing on the right side to Boniface, top of the key. Swings the left side to Shestock for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Boniface in the lane. Nice pass down low, and a shot is up and in. Courtney Wiseman gets the field goal there for Adams Central. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 57-36. Adams Central trailing here in the contest. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy goes over there to Josie Prevett. She holds the ball. Prevett right around Wiseman. Can't go up for the shot, though. Bounce pass down on the corner. Carly Wright, now to Prevett. Sends it to Sheehy on the wing on the right side. Sheehy dribbling with it. Now gets rid of it. They get it to O'Callaghan in the lane. Has it knocked away. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central basketball. The Patriots will play things in. There comes Meredith LeMaster into the ballgame now for Adams Central with 34 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, 57-36. So the Patriots are going to drop to 9 wins and 13 losses on the season after this one tonight. Get ready for Ravenna on Thursday. St. Cecilia goes to 17-4. They'll get ready for the Sutton Phillies coming up on Thursday night. There's a bounce pass right side of the lane. Again, the Patriots are going to be tied up on the play. Down on the hardwood, fighting for it is Courtney Wiseman. It results in a turnover. I've got Adams Central with 27 turnovers in the basketball game. St. Cecilia comes back one more time. Here's a Carly Wright with the ball. Right, there's a pass to Sheehy. The ball nearly intercepted. Sheehy moves it down to the baseline there to Maddie Schwenke. Now inside, a traveling violation is to be called on Josie Prevett. That's 19 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 8.2 seconds to play in the contest. The Hawkins leading comfortably by 21, 57-36. Here's Boniface over on the right side. Long-range jumper put up there and in. You'll see Bumgarner knocks down a three ball from the right wing, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight by the score of 57-39 over the Adams Central Patriots. So a big 18-point win for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. They improved to 17 wins and 4 losses on the season. They'll get ready to play at Sutton on Thursday night. The Patriots dropped to 7 wins and 13 losses. They will play at Ravenna also on Thursday night. Get a final score on this one. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Adams Central in girls high school basketball. The score of 57-39. We'll come back with a recap right after this.
Let us help you with that New Year's resolution for a new you this year. Come into Godfather's of Hastings and enjoy our 25-item salad bar filled daily with fresh-cut veggies. One trip for only $2.99 or all you can eat for $4.99. This salad bar offer good on dine-in orders only. Or try one of our thin crust veggie pizzas. Call ahead for carryout at 402-461-0386 or stop by Godfather's Pizza at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
Can you imagine how awesome it would be to live in a community with no substance abuse? That's the vision of the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention Coalition, or better known as ASAP.
Hi, my name is Scott Stemper, and I'm the executive director of ASAP. We're a nonprofit organization that serves Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties. ASAP partners with agencies and school districts in these communities to help change the attitudes and raise awareness of the dangers of substance abuse. Our mission is to prevent the abuse of alcohol and other substances through information, education, and the support of the recovery community, and with social policy change. ASAP offers resources such as a free lending library, recovery store, and we also can refer those in need of drug evaluations to counseling specialists. ASAP offers drug classes for teenagers 18 and under. If you have a need or for information on how you can get involved, please call us at 402-463-0524 or visit us on the web at asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gym, Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. The Hawkettes rolling past the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school basketball tonight, 57-39. The final score here tonight, St. Cecilia jumped out to a 9-0 lead in the ball game. They got a three-pointer from Chanel Farmer. Then Farmer had a couple of steals in backcourt, hit a couple of field goals to make it a 9-0 ball game. St. Cecilia led for the first time at 11-1 with 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the first quarter. Led by 10 at 13-3. Adams Central then scored 7 straight points to pull within 3 points at 13-10. But the Hawkettes closed the first quarter on a 6-0 run to lead 19-10. St. Cecilia increasing the lead to 12 points at the end of the third quarter, actually at the halftime break, 31-19. Then in the third quarter, allowed only a 3-pointer by Rader, Kaylee Rader for Adams Central. They outscored Adams Central 13-3 in the third quarter alone. Adams Central trailed 44-22 at the end of three, and the Hawkettes go on to win tonight by a score of 57-39 over the Patriots tonight in girls high school basketball. Kaylee Rader led the way tonight for Adams Central. She hit 2 3-pointers in the ball game, and she had 2 2-point field goals, so she scores 10 points in the ball game for Adams Central. Did not get to the free throw line. Anna Queen, she had 4 field goals and 8 points tonight. Josie Bumgarner had 3 and 2. She had 5 points. Alexis Grimmett had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Carly Bostock had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. Brittany Wiseman knocked down a tray for 3 points in the ball game. Courtney Wiseman got a field goal for 2, and Paige Shestock, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 1 point. Hyatt Adams Central with 27 turnovers in the basketball game tonight, and they shot 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Hastings St. Cecilia turned the ball over 15 actually 19 times in the ball game. The Hawkins were 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Her leading scorer tonight was Chanel Farmer. She comes up with 12 points in the ball game. Farmer hitting a couple of three-pointers, 3 2-point field goals in the contest, so she ends up with 12 points, including 9 in the first half. Carly Wright ends up with 8 points and 4 field goals. Alyssa Schropp had 4 field goals and 8 points. Morgan Nicola actually had 9 in the ball game tonight. She had 3 field goals, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 6 points apiece for Chandra Farmer and Olivia Thomas. Chandra Farmer with 3 field goals for her 6. Olivia Thomas had 3 field goals and 6 points. Josie Jackson had a field goal for 2. And Claire Hamburger had a field goal and 2 points tonight for St. Cecilia. So again, the Hawkettes winning in the basketball game tonight over Adams Central by a score of 57-39. We'll take another 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and we'll check the shooting numbers in the ball game as we continue here on 1230 KHAS.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughn when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah, the final score was St. Cecilia knocking off Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 57-39. So the Hawkettes improved to 17 wins and 4 losses on the season. 17-4 for St. Cecilia. The Hawkins will play at Sutton coming up on Thursday night. There will be a 7:30 ball game, 7:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Meanwhile, Adams Central, they lose their fourth ball game in a row. They drop to 7-13. They've got a road game as well coming up on Thursday night at Ravenna. And the Hawkins win it tonight by a score of 57-39 over Adams Central. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll chat with the head coaches for the boys' programs here tonight. Kevin Asher for Hastings St. Cecilia. Zach Foster for the Adams Central Patriots. As our high school basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.